Niggas is feeble. I'm calm but violent like Ben Siegel. I'm anti-evil. Plus I touch a desert eagle. My life's illegal. Slaves and prisons are equal. The devil's lethal. He killed 100 million people. I'm Darkman, Iceman, Lai, Wu-Tang Clan, Trafficante, Sensei, Caprende, my Marine Corps, straight from the Trojan War. Black Cape Crusader, trapdoor, flamethrower, stuck a chain store when I was dirt poor for Mommy War. Next week the Germans had me on a bulletin board. I beat that case. They couldn't identify my face. I'm triple darkness, silence I have to erase. Me and my Wu pirates start riots with Osiris. Math, I apply it, kill you, but I'm quiet. Respect the habit, it's love or loss. Shine like a shooting star, sting with the cobra claw. What?
Boom, world order. 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 Boom, world order.
Yo, I enter through the cave of your ear in a high-pitched silent tone only a door could hear and impregnate you with the wisdom of the womb. Then your subconscious dreams come consciously true. Have you in such deep thought? Your pulse and blood pressure so low, due diagnosis corpse. Have an out-of-body experience, clear, no interference. Everything with physical form, lose appearance, become one with the formless. Now you feel your strongest, escape tribal lives, you live for the longest. Love 1,000 years in a day, without opening your mouth, you say everything you wanted to say. Attracted to the core of the earth, I stay grounded. The sun in the center of this, I'm surrounded by planets in the mist that spins the wind chill. But my light melts your snowflake for 93 mil. All who have an ear, let them hear every bill. Cause one ear of corn can produce a cornfield, and one cornfield can produce the cornmeal. The bread from the body of Christ, all is filled with the truth of life inside your bone marrow. You can make your physical as large as your shadow. Whether space is cyber, optic is fiber. Become a Wu multimedia subscriber and hibernate the Wu tape in your mental state. Let it meditate. Sit back and await the orders. For this, you don't need no tape recorder. So let's prepare for the Wu world order. Wu world order.
Wu world order.
Wu world order.
Wu world order.
Wu world order.
Wu world order.
Wu world order.
Wu world order.
World
order. Ooh, world order. Oh yeah, then I'm gonna come and pick up your daughter. Yeah, this is the second hour of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Me, your host V. Oh, I get so charged up when I hear that woo, that Wu-Tang. Woo world order. Yeah, forget a new world order. We need a woo world order. Yeah, so I still have Mike here from Kentucky on the line, right?
I think so.
Yes.
I'm having trouble getting on to TLB Talk, by the way. You said your browser was having troubles or something earlier?
Okay, so you're using Mozilla, right? Firefox?
I wasn't going to say it on the air, but yeah. I updated my browser, and the entire day I haven't been able to get on there. I was looking, you know, when, what's his name, Mike Rivero's page went down a few years ago, he started putting up the basically the telephone number for his web page, and you could just type that in and put it in your favorites list, and you could get to it from there, you know. And I was trying to find that. I can't remember what that's called. It's not the URL. It's the IP address, I guess.
Yeah, well, so basically, the thing with that particular browser, the nodes
it does
break
use
up.
I believe it uses a proxy server by default.
Okay. Well, there are breakdowns with the nodes in between one place and to another, either by censorship, you know, government's doing it on purpose, or it just happens to be that way. Gateways happen between nodes. So in order to get around that, the third thing is your IP, your IPS, you know, service provider, your ISP, rather, excuse me, it will actually put that on the no-go list. There are several things. Well, yeah, there's several
places. You were talking earlier about downloading games, and that's another reason I called in. A lot of people that are close to urban areas do not realize how bad a lot of us still have it out here in the rural area, people don't understand this. And I had an intern working for me probably 14 years ago who actually admitted to me when he was working customer service, he got in trouble by looking up people's address, and he knew on the infrastructure for the DSL he was selling, and he would be able to calculate, oh, you're not supposed to even have DSL. You guys are 14,000 feet too far away from the... You're 3 miles too far away from our nearest switch or node or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's no wonder you're getting a red light all the time on your modem. And he got himself in trouble because they were overselling the DSL in a lot of rural areas. And we're still on the last mile of copper.
Oh.
So yeah. We're paying for 25 megabits a second down. And I think 5 up, and we get 0.79 up, and barely 13 to 14 down. And my boy tries to download video games, and it takes him sometimes all freaking night. And he's not doing this type of stuff you're doing. You know, he'll set something up and load it while he's asleep and come back from church on Sunday afternoon, and maybe it's downloaded, and maybe it's hung up, and he has to start over.
Oh, wow. So, I remember those days.
Get this. Somebody in the household has a medical modem, and it still uses the old encrypted, you know, dial-up. Well, when it's been raining, like here in Kentucky, for days on end, fog and rain and stuff like that, we get, you know, a lot of static sometimes in the line, and I can tell when I'm out at work or something, I call to the house, and first thing you hear is... So you call back, and you call back, and you call back, and eventually you get partial ring. You know, it'll go ring, and then you know you're starting to burn the moisture out of the line. And for 20 years, I've been trying to get them to reroute it because they went about 3,000 feet too far, and it goes through the jungle with all these spaghetti boxes between us and the node, when they could come down the main highway and do a mid-span straight over to us. I bought a dang telephone pole to set a pole. And that's what the first guy that ever showed up 20 years ago said. Oh, well, we can do a mid-span, and it'll be a much shorter drop. But then while we were gone, somebody else showed up and strung it the wrong way. So, we you know, and that this town has been that way. I call it the targeted town of Kim Davis. They've been dragging their feet and dragging their feet and dragging their feet, and I am no friend to the local phone company that I'm talking to. I went to school with some of the guys that work there. And if I could find a lawyer worth anything, I'd have had a class action lawsuit going years ago.
Yes.
Before I ever had trouble with the FCC.
Yeah.
But not just for the fraud of the DSL and the phone quality, not just for that, because they're smooching the butt of the intelligence community so hard that there's been days when I couldn't even dial 911. I pick up the phone in the afternoon, it's like meep, 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 fast, busy. Or I get this relentless ring, and it just keep ringing and ringing and ringing. And one of my lines had a fax machine. It was designed to answer after three rings. I had like three different models and two different brands over the course of most of 25 years, and one of these technicians just kind of said to me, "Hey, Mike, did somebody put a clip on your line, maybe? You know, like they were spying on me." I'm like, "Well, how can that cause a woman's phone from Florida to call me?" And I could hear her talking on her other phone, and it turned out she was a police officer's wife. You know, "My husband's in law enforcement. Don't you ever call here again." I'm like, "Well, I just thought you'd like to know they could hear you talking on a phone." You know,
yes, I remember you telling me.
I think
that,
you had me on here, and I talked a little bit about this probably over a year ago on your show. But
yes.
There are several victims that's actually got damage from this, because this one woman overheard this guy that had called her trying to get her son to come back to work for his company. And about a half hour later, her phone called, got a ring like this, and she couldn't hang up on it. She could hear him just cussing out his workers and had no respect for his workers and talking about certain individuals that he didn't know he was hot. He didn't know his phone was broadcasting this out on this, you know, intelligence network, unencrypted. And so she told her son, said, "You're never going to work for that company again as long as I can help it. They don't respect their workers at all." Well, that's a tort. That's a real damage. You know, that's damage to that company. And of course, I had the same sort of things happen. There was one guy that got ran out of town for about 6 years because his phone did that, and I made a recording of it and put it on the air, put it on Facebook, and the mother of the county emergency management director told me point blank, if you put us on Facebook, that'll be the end of your TV station, threatening me. And because her son was the emergency management director, she thought she had some bureaucratic pull or power to get. Well, little did she know, we've already had problems with the FCC for 20 freaking years, you know. But
the phones are hot. They're all hot.
They say this bull crap, to put it politely, that they're encrypted. Well, they're encrypted maybe between two phones of the same brand across a cell phone tower. But the instant that you connect to another network, whereas they decrypted.
The functionality of it, like you're saying, the service is there. Whatever they're talking about is there. The problem is it has multiple other functionalities that they're not mentioning. I'm telling you, I could be having a conversation with you know, my little woman here, and you know, for example, like weight loss was like the last thing we talked about, and then next thing I know, you know, I'm going through YouTube and there's nothing but weight loss ads.
Yeah, that's because the audio is unencrypted. When the phone is actually not making a phone call, there's no encryption involved, and that's the way these apps work. And you have agreed to those apps to be listening to your microphone, in some cases a camera. But in Terre Haute, Indiana, I had a black dude whose phone locked up my phone for 2 days in a row. Three times I heard his phone in the bedroom. Fortunately, he was just talking to his girlfriend. They weren't having any other kind of intercourse. But then I called him back and left a voicemail message. I said, hey, man, friend me on Facebook. I'll show you the video I made of your phone call, you know, that locked up my line. And I put it over the air. And so while he's talking to me, or while he's looking up my profile, and I have more than one profile on Facebook, he was friending the wrong profile. And I could hear him talking again. His phone called me for some reason, associated a landline with my Facebook account. And so I said, hey, man, I started whistling and hollering, and he finally heard me because his phone was in front of him instead of up to his ear. And he said, hey, I didn't know this thing called you. I made a video of that, too. And when I finally found his profile on Facebook, it had no ad friend box live on the air. So Facebook is preventing people from interacting, even if you can get the exact address. I had local people that...
Oh, yeah.
So I got multiple lawsuits, multiple damage here, and I can't find a lawyer worth nothing.
Do none of
them have any balls?
I had intelligence agents from the Middle East that were looking me up and found me, and they could talk to me, but I couldn't talk to them.
Yep.
I'm talking colonels, Iraqi colonels that were trying to talk to me. And Facebook said, nope, not letting you friend this person.
Yep. I could kind of sort of understand that because you're dealing in not just interstate commerce, but, you know, potential sponsors of state terrorism or something like that. They're trying to curb them from interacting. But at the same time, Al Jazeera and Al Qaeda... And what's that other group? They get to post their stuff all day long. It's just they put that out there as a fly trap.
Because they're state sponsored.
Well, they get to put that out as a fly trap to gather the stupid schmucks to you know, to give them enough rope so they can hang themselves.
ISIS, yeah. You know, has social media. Why? Because they're state sponsored. People need to understand these things. Yeah, absolutely. I'm telling you, there's no privacy anymore with any of these devices.
If you can figure out how to confuse, or what James Corbett calls it, salting your data, you know, like maybe if you're not into sadomasochism or gay stuff or whatever, you go like stuff and put noise in the database. You know, you can like pages that you have no interest in.
Trust me. I know how to do all kinds of noise stuff. I've got a script that will go through the most disgusting porn in the world.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about this. But in general, these days, I'm already well learned. I'm well researched. I already have all the connections. I'm not doing so much these days where I need to noise up my communications. As a matter of fact, I'm so boring now. It's unbelievable. I feel bad for any feds who have to listen to my daily life because they're not getting jack.
They may have already tried to run some ops on you and couldn't get you to take the bait, so they
could not get me to take the bait.
That's in the Bible. Resist the devil and he will flee from you because he knows his time is short. He's got to find some other stupid, schmuck to turn into an example to be made out of.
Exactly.
That's what I think kind of happened to me when the different people try to get me involved in something and I wouldn't take the bait. So they've pulled the rug out from underneath of me and tried to deplatform me. And I'm out here in the boonies with no good internet connection, so I can't really do streaming. They keep dragging their feet on that. It's cost the state of Kentucky a huge amount of money because they were supposed to have Kentucky KY Connect and giving high-speed broadband to huge chunks of Kentucky, but they keep falling behind schedule, like almost a decade.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want the average common-sense rural person to have a platform.
But isn't it just... it's just painful for people like you and I who know these feds, they are listening to everything. Even if they have an AI onto it, it's AI.
Right, it's automated. It goes into your X-Keyscore file. All content goes filed under your permanent record. I think that's Ed Snowden's book. It's called Permanent Record, but he admitted that they've confiscated all the proceeds from his book. So why buy the book? I guess he's encouraging people to just download it for free, but...
But where I'm going with this is that, knowing what we know, and then knowing that these people are not stopping these mass shootings, tells you that they are complicit.
Well, the technology has to be there by now. It's like I've talked about weather control. For 80 years, we've had tax dollars working on weather modification to, do all kinds of fun stuff, but... are we supposed to believe that MK Ultra got no results? I mean, there's stupid examples. It's like noise in the system to make the government look incompetent, like the men who stare at goats type junk, or they were trying to, I guess they actually did fund people to stare at goats until they fell over dead. You've seen that movie. But then you see movies like Mel Gibson's Conspiracy Theory, which the premise is put forward that the technology leaked out and got privatized to make programmed assassins. I heard about, and there got to be something to this because about 1997, 96, I heard about a guy in Seattle or Portland. I guess screened his patients and found one that would agree to go for some special therapy, and he took him out to a remote cabin in the Sierra Nevadas and did sleep deprivation on him and blasted music at him just like they did at Camp X-Ray, and it turned out he was trying to make a programmed assassin to kill his wife, and it was in the News of the Weird syndicated column. I found a newspaper that it was actually in my local library, and that's when I started taking a little more of this stuff seriously that you hear on shortwave right-wing anti-government militia gun nut talk radio, the Jan Arena haters. He thinks the lady doth protest too much, right? You start hearing during the Clintonista years just the trashing of anybody that was on the right.
I wish you would have called when I had Alex on the air. Alex is another... No. My friend Alex, he's a TI as well. I have him come on to the show periodically he'll tell you the sleep deprivation and the constant noise in the head that they do remotely
or whatever.
It is, you know, I went through all that. The problem is I kind of MK altered myself before these feds could get to me, which is why they failed with me miserably. I'm the kind of person that isolated myself. I'm always blasting loud music. If not out loud, I've got earbuds in my ear. You can ask anybody who knows me. You will not see me without earbuds in my ear. And I'm blasting them. So,
they also chained these guys in Camp X-Ray in really uncomfortable positions where they couldn't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And they're blasting them with death metal and, you know, machine shop sounds.
I was born an insomniac, constantly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I couldn't lay down to be comfortable. I was born an insomniac. Well, so when these people put me through the program, it's like, you know, I was born of this. What are you going to really do?
Kind of what happened with Mel Gibson's character. You know, they couldn't, you know, that's what he said. It was like, by nature, I'm just not a violent man. You know, and they were trying to get him to kill a judge. And it just didn't work.
Oh, well, you know, I don't have any problems. I mean, if a situation comes up where I need to take a person's life, I'm going to take a person's life. My thing is, I don't do innocent people.
You know, wet work. You're not a wet work hired assassin. That's what they were trying to make him. Not really hired, but I guess programmed.
I won't do innocent people. Put me in a room full of criminal feds. Put me in a room full of pedophiles. Give me a gun. Then we'll talk. But I won't do innocent people.
No.
Most definitely not.
Yeah.
I have to draw the line.
The targeted individual thing is, it's hard for a lot of people to believe if there's not good documentation. They're just so ready to believe that people are more likely to be crazy or schizophrenic or something like that. But they've worked on inducing schizophrenia in people, and there are substances that will do it.
Yes.
You know, besides toxoplasmosis, malnutrition.
Yes, we talked about that. They're studying the fungus. And this is why I think they put a lot of this fungus stuff in the chemtrails.
It was called bread madness, I think, in Ireland. It was due to the rye, a fungus in the rye.
Well, there are funguses that take over certain insects and turns them into zombies.
Yeah.
Ants are known. There's one that does it to ants. There's some that does it to some beetles. They get implanted in
fungus.
Caterpillar
fungus is really good for your lungs. It's called Cordyceps sinensis, and it causes the caterpillar to crawl up to the top of a plant, and it spews out its spores.
Uh-huh.
And for centuries in China, you could be killed if you had that because it was only allowed for the emperor. It was discovered by the Sherpas. Whenever the yaks went into rut, they'd go up to like 17,000 feet, and these yak herders couldn't keep up with them to get their milk or the young babies, or, you know, they couldn't benefit from their yak herd because they went too high for them to breathe. And so they discovered that, and they've been the best guides to get up Mount Everest for the modern era, because when they saw the yaks eating this fungus from this caterpillar, they mimicked that and realized, okay, now we can follow these guys all the way up. And I guess the Chinese emperors found out about that. In the 90s, the West found out about it because there was all these little Chinese girls breaking these long-standing Olympic records, and they kept testing them for doping. And they finally got tired of being tested and admitted to what they were taking, called Cordyceps sinensis. Now, there's a huge fraud network of fake Cordyceps, or what they call it, adulterated Cordyceps, they figured out how to grow it, I think, in North Carolina without using caterpillar. So some fungus is good. But yeah, like some you said, it turns an insect into zombies.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But it causes them to spread the fungus in
right.
the process. It's probably one of the most freaky examples of something, EK. How did that evolve? This had to have been created. You know? This is engineered. This is not engineered over billions of years of chaos, I don't think.
Well, you'd be surprised what Mother Nature can come up with.
I don't know. I don't want to personify Mother Nature. That's almost like making her into a god, a pagan god. You remember those butter commercials or the margarine commercials? I forget what it was. The personification of Mother Nature came out and dropped some lightning down when she found out it was margarine and not butter. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Yeah, personification.
Well,
you know, Captain Planet was the same thing.
Don't go there.
Mother Gaia. That's Ted Turner.
Don't diss him at Captain Planet.
Let's all worship nature. Well, is a generally dumb public, if they're not smart enough to worship reason and Lucifer, then their god should be nature. I think that's the plan by Soros and crew. If you're not smart enough to appreciate reason, then we have a religion for you. It's called Gaia worship. You know, worship the four forces of nature and take a giant step backwards there. We just want people that are smart enough to work in our factories and serve us. The GOI was created to serve us. I mean, that's their attitude. You can find it written about by some of these rabbis. They're antichrist. There's one of many, you know. So it's not really racist to state a fact, you know.
Well,
not all of these Jews are that way. But they really
denigrate
Christians.
You do have to come up with an appreciation of Mother Nature because without our environment, you know, our environment. If we don't have an equilibrium with our environment, we're going to destroy it or it's going to destroy us.
Well, that's out of my control because we've got these massive corporations that have captured all the they've done what's called regulatory capture. They bought the government out from underneath of us.
Oh yeah.
So the FCC's captured. Harvard Ethics Commission wrote about that. I mean, Federal Trade Commission. How many people do they prosecute for insider trading? Nancy Pelosi can do it all day long. She's not going to get in trouble. Too big to fails and too big to jails are still out there playing their games with the derivatives and mortgage-backed securities. So last I heard, it was 1.2 quintillion of the fraudulent derivatives that they floated around the world. Nobody's ever done anything with that, right? So we're dealing
Mike,
with pirate government. Pirate government.
You know what? Mike, I could talk to you all day, every day. But we do have a commercial break coming up, and I've got other callers. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But use a VPN, because even here, me being in Europe, in order for me to get to TLB Talk, I have to use a VPN. My own
self. I've ever had any trouble was today, and then just coincidentally after I updated my browser, so I'm trying to figure
out.
Yeah,
I updated my Firefox, and it stopped letting me go to TLB Talk, so I use VPN. Great. The thing about Mozilla is that all of its extensions, it has so many free ones. It has, you know, 1,000 times more than Chrome or anybody else. So
I turn them off.
There's,
yeah.
There are some good free ones. I use VPN.
All right,
man.
See you later.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to take this short break here, then we can get back to the phone line. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back.
tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
This is wonderful thing. It's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee. And I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee. And after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Get back to those phone lines. Yes, let's go with Lynn in Maryland, line 5. Go ahead.
Thank you, V. Hi.
Hello.
Bless
how are you
your
doing?
Heart. I've been in phone hell. I mean, I'm not kidding you. Real phone hell. So let's see if it starts again after this call, because I think there may be a connection. But actually, it's not because y'all put me in phone hell. It's Verizon. So Verizon can hear that. And actually, I have decided that the good phone guys that used to work for phone companies, they don't exist. I don't know how these people learn anything, but they haven't learned it. There are all these wires. I can't do anything with all those wires. Now, the guy on Sunday was like, we'll send somebody else back to work on one jack, right? Well, uh-huh. This guy was like, I can't do that. I couldn't figure it out. So I just drill a hole in my... through my house, bring this cable through, doesn't even attach anything to the phone jack. He's now just plugged my phone wire into something at the end of that cable. And, you know, I hear wireless. I was very clear to this guy. Look, I don't want IP phone service. I woke up a while ago, or hours ago. I was like, oh, my God, the sound in my head was worse than it had ever been, you know, because clearly nothing is really shielded there. And then I'm breaking out in hives. I'm like, oh, dear God, because the guy had on perfume, and they must make their uniforms with a pocket in the back of their legs for all of their tablets. You know, they don't get that part. You know, just keep doing it. You're going to have prostate problems long before granddad. But you might want to listen to today's Democracy Now. You'd probably find it interesting. It's actually a podcast series that Ayers Dorn did about Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground and the Black Panthers. And you know how they assassinated Red Hampton. Mm-hmm. They cover that in today's Democracy Now. You know, because there was the FBI agent that was infiltrated with them. Years ago, when I was doing research, you know, I also had the workers' comp case that I never got squat out of. But they just drive cars like I drive junk, you know, whatever. Not the black cars with blacked out windows, though. And so I'd have this whole fleet of things following me, and I don't go very many places. It's like you could just use your drones, you know. And but I finally got to the point, because these black cars would do things like intimidate me, you know, block me inside my driveway. And one night I walked out to take out the trash or something, and I was by the front door, and it just irked me. Because, one, my daddy taught me you don't ever let a bully you. You know, right. I have a real problem with the Bible turn the other cheek, because I can hear my father standing on the front porch yelling, GD, hit him back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
and I just, you know, what got me was thinking, I'm going to die for nothing. Nothing. It's not like I'm going to die for the cause of Christ. I'm just going to get killed by these jerks. And I was right in front of my door. I lifted up my hands and said, okay, what do you want? And the guy backed out of my driveway and went away, and they never came back. You know, so anyway, I wanted to mention the Democracy Now to you. And also, if you've never heard the story of Trinidu, you might look up his website, but be ready to see a gory picture. I always had to, like, put my hand over the screen to not see it when I looked. It's an interesting story, but two or three books that are good, except everybody says, even the ones that know the power of the technology, or they think they know, they only know the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
But then they'll say, but we're not saying not to use it. Well, we keep playing, we're going to have a problem. You know, I mean, besides the psychopaths that are out there, like you all were talking about the guy who, you know, takes somebody to a cabin and mess with their mind. I know people that had nothing to do with the government that have done that to people. You know,
well,
it's
not inherently a government thing. This kind of stuff goes way back into dark occultism, like here in Europe. The whole occult thing, the thing to do here in Europe hundreds of years ago was to give someone psychedelics.
That's what he did.
And force them to read satanic books and look at satanic imagery. The most horrible, drawn, written stuff possible. And while they're on these psychedelics, they would pretty much lose their sanity, or they would turn into some. Yeah. So this goes way, way back, and the CIA has just, you know, made it something to be standard by their secret society.
But you know what's bad is, like, there's one book that's good, and it's actually written like for Christians, called The Next Story. And it gets into like all the surveillance and capturing data and all of that. But they all say, everybody says, but we're not telling you not to use your cell phone or not to go on the internet. And even the shrink who wrote Glow Kids said, then once they've gone through treatment and gotten away from the violent videos and can do something other than drool and play, you know, and come out of their trance, now you can go back into you doing it safely. Look, we had 400 cops near a classroom with an unlocked door where people did not need to die. You don't need a conspiracy theory. It's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's not normal. The teacher wouldn't have died if somebody put a tourniquet on her leg. You know, and mm-hmm. anybody listening, if you're in college or whatever, keep a tourniquet kit in your backpack. Keep two. You know? I mean, besides that, people do stupid stuff like stab themselves in the leg accidentally. You know? But I thought you would enjoy that. And the other thing is about the noise in the head. I had a friend who had a real problem with that. If you're a Christian and you sing praise music, you know, just sing praises. You don't even need to know a song. Just start praising Jesus or whatever. But the other thing is, if you put sound like on a radio in one part of your house and a radio or on a, I don't use TV, so, but if TV, okay. But then in another room on a different station or frequency, it pretty much would cancel out whatever the noise is in your head. I don't know if it's going to work with this damn cable he put in my wall. And guess what else? Because of that, no other phone jack my house is going to work now. And I may not have a phone tomorrow.
If someone's getting synthetic telepathy, there's the only thing that it's going to block that is magnetic shielding.
Yeah, and that's why I'm really lucky. I'm really lucky. I live in a very old house, which I was going to remodel right before I got poisoned with all the toxins. And so I live in a house with aluminum screen windows and aluminum siding. And my house is on a slab. So the only way you get me is through the roof. And remember, they're not doing chemtrails with planes hardly at all anymore. They actually have platforms up at whatever level of the atmosphere where they're dispersing the aerosols. But, you know, things aren't doing good here. And but being on the Internet, it is absolutely dangerous. But don't worry, my old neighbors across the street are like, you don't have one of those things you wear around your neck? And I'm like, no, I cannot. I just say I can't be around wireless because I have a brain injury. And nobody can understand that. And all you have to do is look at the guy who comes in to fix your phone. No wonder he can't fix the phone. I mean, any other person could have figured out which of that little mass of wires are the three wires that work. Because the other guy did it a couple years ago. But that would take him too much time because they have the attention span of a gnat.
The thing about servicemen, again, you have these operatives. The NSA has put out there. A lot of these cable guys, they're NSA operatives, a lot of these phone guys are NSA operatives. A lot of any of these servicemen, any of the utilities, any of these guys, a lot of times these guys will be your InfoGuard or NSA operatives. So they might have been told how to do something. They may have forgot by the time they got to you and don't know what it is they're doing. But their job really is to make tabs on you and see if you are a good test subject, if you would make a good target.
No, I'm a pain in the butt. I'm a pain in the butt. I don't like playing. And I get mad.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the person who woke everybody up when you could see all the crap flying in the sky when I stopped mm-hmm. Metro buses in rush hour with the whole bus hanging out the window going, what the hell is that? You know, I'm the pain they don't like, you know, but I don't go anywhere anymore. You pretty much have me secluded. I'm grateful for you, and this is my test to see, because I thought, now what is the connection with each time this phone has messed up the past 4 weeks? And I thought, ooh, I think I know what it is. And actually, I could get a dial tone occasionally, like all night Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
When the guy came Sunday, nope, and no line in use. And I couldn't get a dial tone, couldn't get anything. And at that point, I was hot. You know, come fix this. Well, I guess he fixed my little red wagon, as my mother would say.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
And see, just that kind of stuff. Safe.
Yeah, that kind of stuff gets to me. I know I've been cut off from communications at certain times, and it's like, you know, what if I could be having a heart attack right now? What if, you know, and it's just, they play too many games. These adult children playing too many games with the lives of grown folks.
But you don't do that. It's worse than that, because what they have done is convinced the world, the population, granny who's radicalized, that
yeah,
you have to have the technology or you cannot survive in this world. And I said to my neighbor, yeah, when she said that to me today, I said, you know what? A little time out isn't a bad thing to figure out, because the time's coming when we're not going to have that. You aren't going to be able to communicate the way you're used to. And then what are you going to do? I have friends that have not been in silence probably in years. Think about that. Because mm-hmm, even you and I both know that even when we're in silence, there's that buzz, you know, the tinnitus-y
yes,
thing. You know,
yes,
so yeah, they don't know what silence even is, but they're never ever in
it,
silence. They're listening or watching something.
So you are aware of the buzz. That's well, yeah, I'm pretty sure before all this stuff was around, you actually knew what real silence was. Yeah. Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
And there's still a way to get rid of the silence, like I said. You know, but how do you pray if you're never quiet? You know, it's the thing I miss about my car that's not running, because the thing about my car is that the battery didn't work. And if you think about what was his name, you know, the reporter who, you know, the back of his car was all beat up, but he slammed the front end supposedly into that tree out in California. And he had already said, if anything happens to me, I did not commit suicide.
He
is that one of the ways that they can affect somebody's car is through the radio. Well, my radio had died when AA replaced the battery. Every time I go to my mother's house, somebody broke another one of my car doors. But they couldn't screw with my radio because it didn't work. And I just thought, well, you got one door left. You could have screwed that one up too. You know, I mean, it happened every single time, you know. But there are things that are not coincidences.
Yeah,
but being in a car is like being in a Faraday cage. And so when I was in my car, one, the radio didn't work, but it was quiet anyway. And that what used to be when I used a cell phone where I made all my phone calls, which is the worst place to even use a cell phone. But you can have quiet in your car, unless it's made of all plastic now.
Well, I think certain things, they want to push people to certain points in which they will try to come up with their own ways of dealing with things, and therefore that creates a belief in sort of a false religion. I've tried all these things that you talked about. The different rails on different side of the rooms. I had a steel Econoline 150 utility van completely hollowed out. I drive out in the middle of a national park and stuff was still being pumped into my head. So,
yeah, and now with 5G, you're not going to be able to get away from it. You know what's really funny? I used to be on a call with people, and it was like a call people that didn't like wireless. And there was mm-hmm, a town in West Virginia where all these people moved to because you couldn't have wireless in that town. Well, it turned out because the town right near it actually was owned by, you know, NSA or something, but it had huge satellite dishes camouflaged in the mountains.
Uh-huh.
And so they didn't want anybody to any interference from people's cell phones. That was, so they were actually getting blasted far worse than if they could see a cell tower. You know, but we don't need cell towers anymore. They got those little boxes, and everybody's cell phone actually transmits and receives. You know, and then speaking of things that pick up audio, just remember all the people now who buy their smart bed. It's like, there are just some things that nobody needs to know.
Well, see, I'm glad you mentioned that. I just seeing an ad on YouTube, actually it was yesterday, and it's just like, this guy, he's reading off the, you know, the prompter in front of him. He's got this toy that's, well, let's say it's making circles and gyrating.
Yeah, they used to advertise this late at night.
Get this for your lady. It was say, get this for your lady.
And it's smart.
It has a phone app. You can control this device that's pleasuring you through your phone app. So you need your phone
in order to operate this signal. To big data for AI to learn. You know,
exactly.
I don't think AI is going to be satisfying any of us.
Well, I'm wrong there,
except for the millionaires in telecom.
I was like, this is way too much. Big Brother and big data are, you know what? Men usually have to worry about other men, you know, courting their women. Now we got the government and big data doing their thing, pleasuring your woman remotely.
Well, it's like, okay, Alphabet and Google. I mean, can you imagine? Could you? I mean, look how bad it was when first showed about NSA.
It's too much information and too much involvement for these people to be having.
And we all would do better off just getting back to basics and down to earth.
Back to basics.
And put your cell phone in a metal box and try to stay away from it for 3 or 4 weeks. And people like RBN need to get Audio Now telephone numbers so we don't have to use a computer to connect.
Well,
we can survive without a cell phone. Believe me, when Jesus comes back and everybody sees him, it's not because they're, well, they won't see him because they are looking at their phone, but don't worry, they won't work. I'm sure there'll be some, you know, electrical interference with this one. But, you know, he doesn't need technology. This technology is like a witty invention of men, and witty inventions in the Bible are never a good thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, these, I mean, that's part of the reason why they, you know, create this virus to get rid of old people, because they're not helping, the data's not being sold, the data's useless, they're not buying new products, they're not getting on computers, they're not, you know, getting on social networks, they're not helping feed big data, so... You know, that's actually a big, huge black hole to big data, is the old people. So,
do you know what? They did a study at NIMH a few years ago, and it actually proved, and what in the Beacon, which is a local paper for old people in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, and they advised older people, like during the day in whatever room where they're working, not to have a cell phone in the room at all, because there were measurable decline in cognitive function.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, and that's for old people. Young people are the important ones. They're the ones whose brains are developing.
Right.
And not very well. I can promise you, they've been in my house not fixing my phone.
I can tell you, I've seen some stuff about Gen Z that scares me.
They have no memory because they can just Google everything.
Right.
It's frightening. They don't know anything. They can't read. Do you know one of the other things that happens with being online and looking at screens? I was listening to a PhD in linguistics, but there have been two studies done that I know of. And normally when you read a written page, a typed page in a book, you read in a Z. Online, it used to be 5, 8 years ago, you read in an E. Now you read in an F. you lose all of that data. You also don't know where the beginning and what's really the end, and you're only seeing what's above the fold, and most of that's ads and menus. So they're not reading, and you eventually lose all ability to read the printed word.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because, I mean, the way I am, I was just told that I'm a genius, but that's can't be all the whole explanation. I myself, just like reading aloud, reading, if I just read like I do an article, you know, I'm only going to retain some of that information. If it were left to me to read, you know, just if I had to read like everybody else, I would not retain that information. I have to read between the lines, and I speed read. I'll pick up way more information if I speed read. I can go through a book like that. But if you have me phonetically read out each word, I'll forget what I just read after a sentence.
I understand that.
So
everybody should be reading a book. There's a big difference between, and I just instinctively knew it. And so when I was doing a lot of research, I printed everything off, which is a good thing because PDF files do have a way of disappearing off your computer that they don't like. And, you know, but I have a hard copy. And, you know, some of this stuff is, you know, I mean, I didn't take anybody's word for anything I researched. I went to government websites or contractors' websites who love to brag about their accomplishments. And get the real information, because there's a lot of BS out there. Sounds great, but it isn't true. I want to know what the truth is.
Copies. I'm very glad about that. I myself, just like you said, you know, if there's something on your computer that these people don't like, it will go missing. However, I do have my offline computers in my offline storage devices.
Yeah.
That, you know,
and you know, the other thing is, if you have you ever looked at the Converging Technologies study?
Probably.
Look it up on either the Government Printing Office website or the National Science Foundation, NSF.gov or GPO.gov. It was started in 2000 and supposed to take 20 years. And it had to do with, the final title is Converging Technologies for Enhancing Human Performance. It's all about transhumanism. The interesting thing is the who's who of who was involved in the thing that ended 10 years early. And I actually called Senator Wyden a couple of weeks ago and said, why do you have to keep training all these people in Ukraine how to use these tanks? Just implant the information in their brain.
Lynn, you and I, we have to talk about that.
Okay, I will let you go. I really appreciate you, V. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Oh, love talking to you guys. Wow. Yes, guys, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So please educate yourselves.
Good night. The lamentation of the women.
That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
The true winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't!
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.